Government Accountability Office confirms EPA illegally promoted WOTUS. Thanks for joining us, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Melissa Bratton. A legal opinion by the U.S. Government Accountability Office finds that the Environmental Protection Agency broke the law while promoting the Waters of the United States rule. AFBF's Michael Clements has more.
The Government Accountability Office says the EPA misused social media and a grassroots lobbying campaign to drum up support for its Waters of the U.S. rule. Farm Bureau General Counsel Ellen Steen says the GAO opinion vindicates those, like the American Farm Bureau Federation, who have claimed all along that EPA stepped past the bounds of proper agency rulemaking.
We now have independent verification of what we have believed for a long time, which is that EPA stepped over the lines in its advocacy campaign to support its Waters of the U.S. rule.
The EPA used social media to illegally lobby Congress to support the rule, according to the report released Monday.
The GAO report focuses on social media to do what GAO calls covert propaganda and illegal grassroots lobbying to try to influence Congress and influence the public in support of its new regulation.
Steen says courts already have declared serious doubts about the legal authority for the rule. She says Congress should act immediately to prohibit implementation of the rule.
We've all felt that the rule itself is unlawful under the Clean Water Act, but now we have confirmation that the whole process was unlawful. So we hope what's next is that Congress will take action to stop this rule.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And Tennessee was one of several states that filed suit against the EPA on this ruling, so good news and hopefully a first step toward halting EPA's overreach into private property. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.